Now DUZ does brings you the Goldberg.
You? Is anybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Does, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash.
Mandy didn't.
She didn't, but now she does.
Yes, ma'am. Now she does use Does.
Now she knows that Does, D-U-Z, is best. It does everything. You see, Mandy used to do a lot of washings for folks all over town. She'd have stacks of streaky towels.
Lordy, how am I ever going to get these things white?
She'd have greasy work pants to do.
Oh, I'd be scrubbing here all day.
And some folks handed her pretty rayons to wash.
I hate these fussy things. They look so peaked when I get through.
Well, one day, Mandy met a lady who used Does. And Mandy discovered Does does best. This new kind of soap does everything. It gives you unsurpassed whiteness for towels, unbeaten suds for cleaning work clothes, plus extra safety for pretty colors. Now Mandy just goes dozing around town. Now she doses those towels.
I declare, they're the whitest white in all the world.
No soap washes whiter than Does. Now Mandy doses the work pants.
Stays easy as pie. No more hard scrubbing for Mandy.
No soap gets clothes clean easier than Does. And now Mandy doses those rayons.
Sakes alive, these rayon slips just come out smiling.
Does actually leaves colors brighter, so they last longer. Sure, this new kind of soap does everything. It's the best. Actual comparisons with 25 different wash day soaps proved it. Does has the best combination of white washes, suds for cleaning, and safety to colors. So be a lady who does. Does best.
Mm-hmm. Does everything.
Does invite you to visit the Goldbergs. Well, once again, Molly and her little band are on a train speeding through the countryside. But this time, there are no disturbing fears about a mysterious $25,000 and a lost pocketbook to prevent them enjoying the inspiration of America's landscape. And this time, too, Molly is headed for home and not away from it. The train from Texas has been moving for some time now, and everyone with Molly, Rosie, Uncle David, Mike, is deeply absorbed in his own thoughts. But not Molly. Listen.
Well, everybody's comfortable, huh?
Yes.
You, Mike?
Huh? Oh, I didn't hear what you said, Mrs. Goldberg.
Mrs. Goldberg said, are you comfortable?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Then maybe you like to ride the opposite direction that everybody can ride with their face front ways going backwards.
No, I'm fine.
Oh. You, Uncle David?
No, I'm fine now, sir, ma'am.
Rose, a little change with you, if not Mike.
No, thanks.
No, everybody's comfortable, Molly.
It's good. Oh, well, the homeward bound will be home soon. Now we can watch the scenery and look at America. Oh, Mike, how we planned this trip when we came on our downward journey trip.
Now, don't talk about it, Molly.
Now we can talk about it. It's past.
Mike.
Yeah.
Look at that man across the aisle sleeping with the newspaper over his face.
Mm-hmm. So let him sleep. He must be tired. Oh, look.
What, Ma?
What?
Oh, it's too late. He's been past us already.
Well, what was it, Ma?
A house with a clothesline on the porch. Oh, how much you can tell by a clothesline. Did you ever wonder about that?
What's to wonder?
I don't mean wonder. I mean you can tell how many people are in a family, if they use paper napkins or otherwise.
What do you mean?
I mean, if they use paper napkins, there wouldn't be napkins on the line, or vice versa. You can tell if there are babies in the family. You can
a clothesline is a fortune teller, huh?
Yeah. You're so quiet, Mike.
Huh? Oh, just thinking.
Yeah, you're going to like it in Glastonbury, Mike.
I can like it any place where my mind is at rest.
It will be. Rosalie, what are you watching that man sleeping with the paper?
I'm not, Ma.
Well, now we don't have to watch. Mike, did I ever tell you the whole complete experience of our journey on the bus, huh?
No, not all the details you did.
What's there to tell, Ma?
Oh, plenty. You could write a whole movie.
A movie.
Why not, David? When I lost my pocketbook and I read the note that was in the pocketbook...
What was really funny about the whole thing was the way we were suspicious about everybody on the bus.
Yeah. First, I thought it was a German man sitting on the bus because everybody was sleeping and he was not. And everything he did,
He turned around and looked at us. Mama thought he was watching us.
Yeah, how could you think otherwise?
And when he caught...
Boy, Mike, Then he coughed. I thought it was a signal to everybody else in the bus because I thought everybody else in the bus, how should I know who in the bus put the envelope in my pocket with the money? Oh,
and wherever we went, he followed us. You know what it turned out to be, Mike? An insurance agent.
And the lady in the bus whose husband was a tree sailor.
Oh, my. Rosalie, don't laugh, Rosalie. I shiver and I tremble now when I think backwards.
What did he tell you her husband did? Saw off a limb.
Yes, she said her husband sawed off a limb and filled it with cement. Should I know it was a limb from a tree and he was a tree surgeon?
Did you meet an undertaker, too?
No, but we could almost use one.
Oh, we could almost use one. Oh, experience. Experience is such a teacher. Would I ever not hold on to my pocketbook and not leave it out of my sight for a minute, would I?
Sure, experience is a teacher. Who think that $25,000 could be such a burden?
Oh, my. And then I opened that pocketbook and found a note with the money.
Ma, don't start thinking about it all over again.
I am not thinking. I'm not thinking with nervousness now. Now I can think with pleasure and enjoyment. At least I met my dear friend Michael, and I met Mary, and I met Elsie. But not for one moment did I think it was Mary who put the money in my pocketbook.
It's a moral to this story. Don't have pocketbooks.
Have pocketbooks, but don't be careless.
Why, don't be careless. That's the moral, not to be careless.
What are you looking for, Ma?
Huh?
Well,
what are you looking for, Marley?
Oh, yeah, just get up and look under the seat.
What is it?
What is it,
Ma? What are we looking for?
Oh, my pocketbook.
Your pocketbook?
Your pocketbook?
You see? You see how history repeats itself?
Where did you leave it, Ma?
Don't howl. Everybody's looking already. I didn't left it. I had it.
Did you leave it in the ladies' room?
I'm sure not.
I'll go and see.
I'll go also. David, you and Mike look down on that side of the train. Rosie and me'll go this way to the ladies' room.
Can you imagine, Mike?
Excuse me.
Wait, Rosalie. Rosalie, my tickets are enclosed. Oh, my address is my personal friend.
Find it,
I don't know now where Mrs. Ellen Bogen moved. I don't know where Mrs. Seidenschneer moved. We have all the addresses from private Seidenschneer and from private Ellen Bogen. I want to send presents to the boys and candy. I don't care about something else.
Ma, we'll look and we'll find it.
How did that happen? Excuse me, madam, please.
Sorry.
Hold on, Rosalie. The train is speeding speedily.
I'm all right, Ma.
Excuse me, madam. Oh, I beg your pardon. What is Uncle David doing?
He's looking into everybody's seat.
Oh, I should never move away from my threshold. Never.
Mom.
I mean it, Rosalie. I mean it. Not everybody has a talent for traveling. Can you open the door to the ladies' room? I'm dizzy already from a walk in this moving vehicle.
Hold my arm.
I'm holding. Open.
All right.
Open. Open. Oh, Ma, hold me.
I am, Ma.
I am falling.
All right, now.
Hold me.
There.
I don't see it.
Wait, Ma, let's look.
I don't see it.
Wait, Ma.
I don't see it. Rosalie, I don't see it.
Well, look.
You see it?
No.
Oh, that's what I said. I don't see it.
No.
Well, my voice. Gone. Disappeared. Disappeared the pocketbook. Come, don't linger longer. Come, open the door, maybe Uncle David found
Ma.
I'm not nervous, Rosalie. You see me nervous? I'm only nervous about the addresses in the book. I'm like a blind person without addresses of my friends, of my dear acquaintances from a lifetime, my dear acquaintances.
Right, Ma.
Come, I'm not going to let fate do anything like that to me. Let it carry me any which way. I'm not going to get nervous, and I'm not going to get nervous. Open.
Come,
Ma. Open. Oh, hold me.
I am.
Oh. Oh. If I ever find that pocketbook, I'm going to chop it up for firewood.
It's leather, Ma, not wood.
So I made a technical error. So it's leather. I said wood, so it's leather. So I'll take it to my shoemaker to make soles and heels. All this technical. Your latitude, Rosalie, when I'm nervous.
All right, Mama, darling.
Excuse me. Uncle David is holding something?
No.
Mike, need a nutter?
No.
Excuse me?
That man is still sleeping with the paper over his face.
Rosalie, please let him sleep. I'm not interested in his slumber.
Just careless.
Ma! Your pocketbook.
Oh.
Here it is.
Was it there all the time?
Maybe you were sitting on it.
If yes, wouldn't I see it when I got up? It wasn't there. I'm not going to touch it, and I'm not going to open it. I'm not going to open it.
All right,
Mama, that's
darling,
all.
Don't
all right,
have
all right.
To.
It was there all the time, wasn't it? I'll open
here,
it.
Open
here,
it.
I'll open it.
Somebody put it on the seat when we walked away.
So open it, Mike.
It's open. No huh? cash. You don't find $25,000 tucked away in a pocketbook every day.
Oh, no, I'm glad to say.
Here, Rosie. Take your mother's pocket.
Oh, take it, Rosalie.
Ma?
Yeah?
Is this yours?
Oh, don't show it to me, Rot.
This letter, it's sealed.
Oh, Rot.
Well, it's enough. It's enough. Is this a dream? If not, stop the train. It's too much.
Yes, let me open that letter.
Oh, it wasn't in my pocketbook before.
Give it to me.
Here.
You've got nothing to be scared about. You got Mike Hilton with you this time.
Read it.
Read it.
What did it say?
Huh?
Uh-oh.
But,
if there's some wise guy in the train, he's going to be sorry he started anything.
So let me hear.
Wait a minute.
Huh?
I didn't get you last time, but I always get my man. Guess who?
Huh? Rosalie.
What's he laughing at?
How do you do, folks?
Hi.
Do you remember me?
Sure, you're on the bar.
Yes.
You're the insurance agent.
Yes, exactly. Why, you all look so surprised to see me. What's wrong?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Oh, yes, there is. Did you read my little note?
Say, you. We don't like practical jokes.
My good man, insurance is no joke. And life is no joke. And it's because I take my work seriously that I always make it a point to get my man or woman.
Now that you've got us, what do you want?
Policy, my dear man, a policy.
Huh?
To make the rest of your life as pleasant as these past few weeks.
Insurance will do that?
Positively.
It'll make the future just like these past few weeks.
Absolutely.
Well, there's one insurance agent who finds that talking about the future makes people laugh, and he'll never quite be able to figure out the reason why. Now, when I say does is best, it does everything in your wash. I want you
to... Hey, why don't you tell him how good does is for dishes, too?
Well, I was just going to. Hey, you seem to know all about it.
You bet I do. I've tried all sorts of soap in my dishpan, and does beat them all.
Oh, then you'll agree this new kind of soap really does everything for dishes.
You said it. Why, I've never seen such suds. Last right through the whole job.
Does suds stand up till the last dish is done?
No waiting around for them, either. They pop up soon as I pour in the water.
Uh-huh. Keep right on standing up, too. You don't have to keep adding soap.
And the way that does goes after grease. Lickety-cut.
Does gives you truly fast action on grease. There's no hard scouring. It's a regular whiz at cleaning up sticky frying pans.
Of course, the best thing about does is the way it treats my hands.
Ah, does specialty. Does is actually kinder to hands than any other leading wash day soap.
Like you say, does best.
Yes, in the dishpan, too. Does everything. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg and brought to you by D-U-Z Does. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for Procter & Gamble, the makers of Does, the soap that does everything in your wash. Fight waste at your sink and sink the axis. When you do dishes, don't waste soap. Soap contains war materials.
Listen.